Sunak slams benefit claimants and pensioners. James Caled. Gloucestershire Socialist Party Rishi Sunak's budget statement exemplified the ruthlessness, hypocrisy, and violence towards the poor which the British ruling class has been practicing for centuries. From this government, stuffed with millionaires, we get a budget which spits on the working class. The Tories removed the £20 uplift in universal credit in October. Now, with official inflation due to hit 8.7%, and already at 45% on some basic goods, benefits including universal credit will only increase by 3.1%. With one hand they take, with the other they give us the finger. This real terms cut in benefits is an issue for the whole working class. Many people on universal credit are in work, but paid poverty wages or facing underemployment. The state pension remains well below the poverty line. Disabled people are tried like criminals in work capability assessments. Carers' allowance will go up by just 10p a week. The welfare dinosaurs in Parliament think £69.70 a week is good enough for people who work 24 hours a day caring for family members. Crush the working class is already being crushed by rising energy prices. Many are forced to privately rent, and see their rent going up year after year. I live in a deprived area, and what I hear people talking about as they queue up at the shop, the laundrette or the bus stop, is inflation austerity. They don't pay us more, but they expect us to pay more all the time.